Hey everyone, welcome to the beautiful Pistine Chapel once again. Nice. My name is Josh, and I'm joined by, for his third time, Brent, you're in the three club. Welcome.
Know who else has three titles? LeBron James.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about America or sports.
Well, I can guarantee he has three titles, much like myself.
Brent, how are you?
I'm excellent. I'm not watching my favorite football team play, so I can talk about piss again.
I know that's the sacrifice you're happy to make. And for the first time, we are joined by the illustrious Bucky Iceter.
Hello, everyone except Brent.
Yeah, well, that's a good start. We're off to a good start.
You have not seen the Angry Birds movie.
I have not. I've been warned to stay away from it because it contains graphic content. So.
It does. You have not seen the scene in which they drink piss.
I understand that's in dispute, but I hear you asserting that, and no, I haven't.
So what I wanted to try and do on this episode, because I thought it would be interesting. Most people have trouble imagining.
I can't believe this is my third time doing this. I said to my wife, I said, I gotta go do the piss podcast again. So fucking dumb. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. It's fine. It's cope however you need to. I thought it would be interesting to get the perspective of someone who hasn't seen the scene, because most people have a difficult time imagining how it comes about that the Angry Birds drink piss. Brent, I don't want you to describe the scene at all, but you can confirm that they do drink piss.
1,000%.
Bucky, here's what I want you to do on today's episode. Basically, I want you to try and guess what happens in the scene in which the Angry Birds drink piss. Go from the beginning of the scene, and every time you get any detail wrong, me and Brent will stop you. you can just go for the beginning. Ideally, in the next 20 minutes, I want you to be able to accurately describe a scene that you've never seen. How does that sound?
That sounds challenging, but I'm up for it.
Okay, so when you're ready, Bucky, how does the scene begin?
Well, let's see. How many? There's the red bird.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The yellow bird.
Yes. Off to a good start.
And the blue bird.
Mm, I'm going to have to ask you to try again, Bucky.
Try a different color.
Yellow, red, and black.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
All right. Those birds are in a Russian hotel with Donald Trump.
you literally could not go 3 minutes without talking about Trump.
They're near a lake, maybe?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the lake, for some reason, is yellow?
Mm. Okay.
That's debatable. I feel it is. I feel you can't notice it's yellow because of the sun.
Interesting. Brent, I think you... that's less helpful than you think.
To me, it's like, oh, okay, that helps.
The birds are near a lake that is not yellow. Mm-hmm. Unless...
Can you maybe describe the surroundings a little bit more?
So are they in a forest?
Yes. No. Yes, they are.
They're not in a forest.
Oh, well, there's trees.
All right, there's trees. So how would these birds end up drinking piss? If I were a screenwriter and I wanted the birds to drink piss.
Yep.
So the bird, there would be like a bird in a gimp suit, like in Pulp Fiction.
It's not that far off, really.
Are there any guns in this?
No.
So nobody's being compelled to drink piss, right? They're drinking piss voluntarily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Part of a well-balanced diet. So are they pecking the piss? Or
are they pecking the piss? How does one peck piss?
You know, birds, like those little birds, the wobbly thing that drinks the water and bounces back and forth.
Are they pecking the piss?
Or do they have, like, glasses, you know? Are they being civilized about their piss drink? I don't know.
Okay, here's what, I'll tell you what you've got right so far. You've got right that there are, there's a red bird, a yellow bird, and a black bird, and they're by a lake.
You honestly, what do you mean, peck piss? Why would you think that was right?
Well, you know, like they bounce up and down with their beaks and they're like pecking the water.
Okay, I get what you're trying to say.
That isn't what.
So are they water skiing?
Very. That's an interesting, because
I would imagine. Well, yeah.
There is a little water skiing sort of shot in it, yeah.
They're gliding on top of the water, very Jesus-like.
Okay, so they're Jesus-ing on the water.
Jesus-ing on the water.
Are they being chased by anyone?
No.
All right, so they're just out having fun. Mm-hmm.
Can I give since he knows it's a lake, can I give him the name of the lake?
Yeah, okay.
That could probably steer him in the right direction. The name of the lake is the Lake of Wisdom.
Lake of Wisdom.
So there's an old dude with a beard
pissing
in the lake.
Oh, no.
Oh. Go from the beginning.
Lake of Wisdom. Yeah. So that they're attempting to gain wisdom, solve a problem of some kind. You know, the challenge of the movie. One of the
I can't confirm that because I've only watched the scene.
That's true. We don't know like the. In fact, Bucky, why don't you go back to the start of the movie and just try and guess the whole thing?
So I don't know their motivation. For
okay,
whether they're trying to drink the piss of wisdom.
But you are right about the having something to do with gaining wisdom. Yeah.
All right. So,
but then, do all the birds drink from the lake?
I'm gonna say only the stupid red one does.
You could not be any more wrong.
So the red one's the one who does.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's the party pooper of the group.
All right,
but do you get the whole part? Like, I don't know who saw Shutter Island, but like the end and The Village by M. Night, whatever Shyamalan, whatever his name is. So the top three twists and the surprise things for me in movies was Shutter Island, The Village, Lake of Wisdom.
You're still trying to figure out what happened at the end of the sixth.
I'm still trying to figure out how to pronounce M. Night Shyamalan.
So you've got them drinking from the lake.
Of wisdom. Mm.
Is there? Do they do anything else in the lake?
Oh, they're skating along the top, and then do they like dive to the bottom?
They do.
Yep.
There's one. This is going to be difficult for you to guess. There's one specific thing that they do in the water
that really stands out. That really took me. That's what captivated me. What made me agree to go on this
for many people more additional time.
Do they make a joke about the water getting warmer?
No,
they don't. Oh, back to the beginning.
Soundtrack wise, is there like any sad music going on here? Happy music?
No, it's just pure unbridled
rock and roll noises.
I remember no music.
There's no like Nine Inch Nails soundtrack in the background.
It should be like, oh my god, could you know what would make that scene much better? Speaking of music, if R. Kelly played in the background. Okay.
All right. So they go to the bottom of the lake for some reason, or do they just go
underwater? You just see them go underwater. But the standout thing that they do is something.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah. There's here. I'll set it up so you can have a.
Does one of them drown and die?
This action involves the two of them that are enjoying.
I tell you what, if that happened, this podcast would be called One of the Angry Birds Drowns in Piss in the Angry Birds movie.
We have a whole new spin-off podcast.
All right, so did they make out in the water?
It's you know what? You're not far off.
I can't imagine the Angry Birds having sex.
I mean, I think you can.
Maybe that's why they're angry. Maybe that's why they wouldn't be so angry if they had did that.
I mean, their little round bodies bouncing against each other.
All right, slow down now. Someday my kids
wait a second, Brent. I want to hear this. Little
Brent. So they're doing something in the water similar to making out. They're
I don't think you ask most people.
What do you do? What do you share with each other when you kiss somebody?
Saliva.
And what do you do with saliva? What do you do, like, if you had an excess amount of saliva?
How the hell do you kiss people, Brent?
Will you have an excess amount of saliva?
As someone who does know what happens in the scene, Brent.
I'm getting there, right?
What are they, spitting on each other?
Take it one step further. Just take it.
They're licking each other?
Different step.
Yeah, step to...
All right, now I imagine Brent licking Melissa. This is
step backwards. Like,
all right, so saliva, not spitting, not licking.
Drooling. No.
You didn't say no spitting.
It is spitting, but there's an extra element in there.
They're snowballing.
Yeah.
You guys even know what that is? Am I the only...
I know, I made that. I brought it up my first appearance. Mm. so far you're right on the money.
They're having all this stuff
the birds spit in each other's mouths. Are they eating fish and spitting it in each other's mouths? Well, this scene is already super disturbing.
Yeah, I know. This is why it's episode 17 of this? This is why.
Oh my god, it is.
Who wrote this? I mean, have you talked to the author or the director?
The three of us, we have access to this author, I'm sure of it.
The director, I'm going to say this now, the director will not answer my DMs.
He might answer mine.
No, go for it, please.
Not for long, he won't. As soon as you mention piss, you're on the block.
No, as soon as I mentioned snowball, I think I'll be on the block list.
All right, so the birds are eating fish and spitting in each other's mouth. Did the fish piss?
Fish?
Where did the fish come from?
Where did the fish come from? There's what? No fish.
There's no fish.
Oh, I said earlier they were eating fish and spitting like baby birds. Like you feed
no,
baby
birds, they fish food, sounds an awful lot like piss.
Yeah, I think we both just heard piss.
We're in three different countries too, so technology is not that advanced. So yeah, there's no fish.
They're spitting piss in each other's mouth. So
then what happens?
What are they? Wait, how did they get the piss?
The whole lake is
this
piss.
This is the well.
The whole lake.
Well,
is piss.
I debated quite convincingly that the whole lake is piss. My last.
That's true. Actually, you were voted the winner. So the whole lake
versus what a pocket of piss in the lake, maybe.
That's
the whole lake.
Well. That's you'll answer your own question at the end.
Well, Bucky, what do you think? What do you think the next step for the scene is?
All right, so we got birds spitting piss.
I'll never get tired of hearing this.
Where do you take them?
So we've seen them. Seen them come to the lake. We've seen them drink from the lake. We've seen them engage in this disgusting act. But remember, far that to everyone, this is just a lake.
Yeah, everyone's understanding.
So, what is there, like a pullback, and there's like a giant thing they're pissing or something?
Oh, now that's you're not far off.
So there's a pullback.
Kind of. That's a weird word to use in this whole. Okay. I don't know why I find that sexual. I find that word very, very.
That's a professional film term for it.
But I find it very, very sexual in the context that we're talking about.
There's a pullback of.
This has ruined Angry Birds for me in my real life every day.
What, you love the Angry Birds before that?
No, but when I see them now, I don't think of
you
Angry Birds.
You rip your Angry Birds poster off the wall in tears.
Like, I will see an advertisement or I'll see them like a toy in the store. I'm like, oh, there's the piss drinkers.
No, without a doubt, that's the universal experience.
So there's a general consensus they actually drink piss in. This is not up for debate.
Oh, yeah, then the next thing that happens in the scene, which you're not far off, is the proof.
Where do you think is the source?
Are they like in a sewer lake or something? Water filtration plant or something?
In the right area.
This thing looks majestic. This whole lake looks majestic.
So is it like outside a castle with the waste dumping into it?
What's more Angry Birds universe like than a castle?
than a sewage treatment center. Think about it. Angry Birds.
Okay, they're angry and they're birds. A bird's nest?
Yeah, there is a bird's nest in the scene.
A bird house?
Technically, yes.
One of those things they knock over all the time when you shoot them into them?
I don't know what the reference is there.
You've played the game, right, Brent? You pull the birds back and you shoot them into structures?
What?
I thought Bucky was out in his yard shooting birds.
This is how warped my brain has become from this. He's actually describing the actual Angry Birds and what they actually do. And I'm like, there's no mention of piss there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Bucky's innocence is associating the Angry Birds with the Angry Birds.
Every time I see, I'm like, just waiting for one to piss on each other. So you said, no, that's not it.
Okay, so it's not anything related to some kind of giant waste that filters into the lake.
It's okay, Bucky. I'll hand you a piece of the scene. There is a cave above the lake, like the entrance to a cave above the lake.
And out of that cave is what, like a dragon?
No, Angry Birds movie.
Oh, Angry Birds, a giant pig.
No, there's pigs in the game too. No.
Do I need to see the previous Angry Birds movie to get this?
I don't think there is a previous.
I've seen 3 minutes and 55 seconds of this movie.
Over and over and over again.
Uh-huh. I just sometimes, and this is weird to admit, I just sometimes randomly go back and watch it. Like, it'd be like a Tuesday at 3 in the afternoon. I'm like, might as well watch that scene again. Because that's totally normal for a 36-year-old male.
Just to check that it does exist.
Yeah, there they go.
Does it matter if the scene's in 3D or not? Does that
affect it? I imagine
wish it was in 3D.
It enhanced the whole experience.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Bucky, what comes out of the cave?
Piss.
Eventually. What is the source of the piss that comes out of the lake?
And I'm not, my Angry Birds mythology skills are
weak. Who is the pisser? Is the question.
One of the other birds.
I don't know if he's good or bad, but it is another bird.
What type of a bird might it be?
This is going to say a lot about you. Your top choice that you think is a pisser for birds.
We're talking a specific breed, a variety of bird.
We really are. Like, so speaking as an American.
Oh my God, is it a bald eagle?
Wow. Yeah, well, you know.
Why don't you just, like, put it on a tee for him, Josh?
So we've got
America pissing on the Angry Bird.
Well, no, he doesn't piss onto the Angry Bird.
Oh, that would be so good. You're right. They weren't in the lake when it came. Okay.
Where does he maybe piss?
Well, apparently pisses in the cave and it drips.
Why would that happen? Why is that apparently? A slow trickle of piss coming from a cave. Why is that apparently?
Like he walks out to the entrance of the cave. He appears and then turns around. Pisses back into the cave and then it flows. That's past like you, him into the lake.
That's like you walking into your bathroom, then taking a giant step back into the hallway and just pissing into the bathroom and hoping it funnels into the toilet somehow. Apparently, this is how the Angry Birds do it.
Is that not how you do it in Canada?
Oh, image.
Too cold for that. Wouldn't make it to the toilet.
Oh, boy. Bucky, which direction are you now going to say that he might piss in?
I guess he's pissing out of the cave.
He is indeed. And into
the lake.
Yeah. Now, at this point, if you were an Angry Bird, what conclusions may you draw?
Well, is the eagle the wise one?
Why? You're
it's the lake of wisdom, so maybe he's the wise eagle. Yeah. He's there to give them guidance.
No, but that's
on their
the
journey.
Joke. It's the wiz.
Well, I thought it had layers. It wasn't just obvious.
No, Shutter Island, The Village, Angry Birds movie.
Remember what the birds have just been doing?
They've been spitting into each other's mouths.
Yeah. Frolicking.
And what are they now seeing?
They're seeing an eagle piss in the lake.
Just a quick aside. How long do you think they're seeing the eagle piss for?
Oh, sounds like a good 15 seconds.
Mm. It's longer.
Yeah, much.
Holy crap. Wow. What did the eagle drink?
That's the question still unanswered.
Did he eat asparagus or anything? I mean, what?
He may do, because it's got a hue to it.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
So he's like taking a lot of vitamins or something?
It looks like early morning stuff. Like, it's early in the morning, you're waking up.
Does he have morning wood or anything?
Yeah.
We don't see that. From the angle of the stream, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, it's pretty tame. Yeah.
What's the Angry Birds
right
reaction
now,
to this?
Most of the female listeners that listen to this, all six of them just paused it.
So that's their response. Wow. Well, they're angry.
Okay, let's put it this way. You and Josh are in this, go on vacation and you find this beautiful destination that you want to go to. And you go and you're swimming in it. And you're spitting it into each other's mouths, you're jet skiing on it, you're swimming, and all of a sudden I come out of a cave and piss into it. How do you feel?
Well, first I'm going to drown Josh.
Okay. It's his fault.
Yeah, obviously.
That's fair enough. In this situation, I probably have set this up.
Yeah.
Josh is over there laughing, so yeah. I guess, personally, I would... Vomit a lot. Mm. Do they vomit?
There's a bit of a gag.
The gag reflex.
Let's just say the essence of their reaction is that they're unhappy. And as far as the scene goes, that's about the end. So
there's no payoff.
I mean, why?
So they're just in this lake, and the camera cuts to an eagle pissing in the lake.
Yeah.
And then they get out of the lake when they hear the eagle coming, and they watch from behind a rock the eagle pissing. The reaction of the red one is he's disgusted and he rubs his tongue with a rock. The black one it's made to seem like he's disgusted because he gags, but I think he's coming to grips and determines that he enjoys drinking piss. That's my interpretation of it. He's now he's going back to the lake.
Brent, I'm so sorry that I've done this to you. That I've somehow turned you into someone who can recite
Brent
the details of the
film
scene.
He's just discovered that he's become a guy that likes piss.
So Bucky, if you can just recap what happens in the scene now that you figured it out.
So the birds are find a lake. They're playing around in it, zooming across it, swimming in it, spitting each other's mouths. Yep. They climb out, shake their little feathers. Mm. And an eagle comes to the cave and pisses in it.
Mm. That's exactly right. Everyone, big round of applause for Bucky, please.
So, can you say with 100% certainty that the Angry Birds do indeed drink piss?
I gotta see what the eagle's actually doing. Is there any other explanation?
None.
Is he like pouring a cream soda out or something?
He has his wings on his hips.
That is the classic position.
They've done everything they could but show his dick.
Is it yellow coming from the
ears? Oh, it's yellow.
Yellow?
No.
Wow, that's not very
subtle. And I feel like I have to mention the slow motion part where the guy that I said realizes he likes piss. There's a scene where it's slow motion and he's getting the piss in his face, the water, and he's drinking it and slow motion all over his face and it's dripping off his chin and he's shaking his head at it.
Bucky, do you have the facilities to watch a YouTube video right now?
I do. I can pull that up on my iPad okay. right now. Can I just search for Angry Birds Piss? Will it come up?
Surprisingly.
It does now.
It definitely will.
Angry Birds Piss. Well, it doesn't autocomplete. I'll give Google credit for that. The Lake of Wisdom. Here it is.
That's the exact one. Yeah, if you can just watch that now, give us a bit of a commentary and just see how right you are.
All right, we have a blackbird, a redbird, and a yellowbird.
Yep. All right. Brent, I'm sorry for any any horrible flashbacks.
No, I watch it all the
yellow time. Yellow one's very excited.
See?
Oh, now he's saying his mom led into the Lake of Wisdom.
Oh, I missed that part.
This is what mama's, and they're drinking. They're drinking deeply, and they're enjoying it. I mean, nobody's used this place in years. Now they're swimming. The red one still is dry. Oh, there's like religious hallelujah music going on. A big revelation has happened. They're very happy.
Oh, there is music. Yeah.
Oh, there's the spitting into each other's mouths.
Yeah.
And the lake is sparkling golden.
Told you.
Golden sparkle. Oh, they swallowed it. They've made a big deal out of swallowing.
See? So sexual.
Yeah, it was slow motion. Yeah. And now the blackbird is really enjoying the spray. Yeah.
See?
Get out. Let's go. Red one wants him out. The red one's name is Red.
It is indeed, yeah.
Zooming in on the cave.
Here comes the piss trickle.
Oh, something monstrous is coming. It is a bald eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Just quickly, which way is he facing?
I meant he was inside the cave. He didn't turn around and piss into the cave. Like it trickled out. Got his arms spread.
Hold ya.
Oh, he does his unzipping motion, and he makes the noise. He's obviously pissing in the lake.
Yeah.
Holy crap, what is this movie rated?
Children.
Children is not a rating, but it's good. Children.
Oh my god, there's no subtlety in it.
No, absolutely not.
That's why I still can't believe people debate this.
And it's going. He's still going.
Jesus.
Okay, now we've reduced the black one to tears. And there's the tongue, rock scrubbing tongue. Mm-hmm. Oh, now the drips. A little ass scratching.
Yep.
And now they take the joke and hammer it into the ground with a lake whiz.
We did, of course, hear the voice of Peter Dinklage there. Who I want to remind everyone, Peter Dinklage is here, and sadly, we still can't get his microphone to work. So sorry about that, Peter. But nice to have you here.
All right, let's end it.
Bucky, final thoughts on the scene.
I cannot believe this was ever released to the public. Mm. It's one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. It makes, like, Tarantino stuff.
And he sees his Twitter account every day.
Makes the human centipede look like a kid. I mean, why didn't they just human centipede the birds?
There's always the sequel.
That was, yeah.
Brent, thanks for joining me once again.
I'm ready for number four.
You're the first member of the three club.
I don't. I feel like that. I'm happy with it.
You get to design the jackets.
No, they're going to be yellow.